Begin the current daf. Masech to spell mitzi daf kuf tes vav. Begin the manal. Begin the test master. Begin the gemara. Shalom and mashkin meikara. So the gemara amends the girsa, the brisa, to work out with Rabbi Yechanan. And then it's coming to explain what's the purpose for the lender to take the mashkin from the beginning if you're going to give it back to the borrower every single time. So the brisa answers that Shemitah shouldn't cancel it and that she could be able to take it back from the Yerushim. So it says to Isaac Shabbachan Rabbachan asks, if that's the case, if Ulam Achayz Mashkin, and then why does he go back and, according to Rabbi Yechanan, go ahead and take it back if you already accomplished your goal? Vyashem Tezuk, it says, Kadesh Lo Yuchel Halivalik, for first of all, that the bar cannot deny it because if it's in the possession of the lender. And Gami Mar Lefer Chayvel of Akash Mois, also that he'll be quick to pay up his debt and to request money. Kimiz Bayesh, he's embarrassed. Bechol Yemayam, Yechzir Mashkin, every single day, he has to give back his collateral. However, the Gemara did not want to answer like this. When it says Lom Mashkin Amikara, so that should answer the question of the Gemara that why do you do it in the beginning? Accomplish these goals too, because Adif Neimashan, like, it gives a better answer. Like we said, regarding Shemitah and regarding that his children should not inherit it. Next test, Matzah begins the Gemara. Salmana, widow, ben she aniya, ben she ashira, whether she's poor or whether she's wealthy, in mashkenaisa, we don't take security from her. So that's the time we can say, just have to ask the following question. It says, Amai loy parech mahachal Shmuel. Why does the Gemara not ask? Shmuel had said that even the Shliach Bezdin is forbidden to go into the house to take a mashkin, and it was not permitted for Shliach Bezdin only to take it out when they see him in the street. But the lender is not permitted to do it at any situation. So the Gemara there asks on Shmuel from a brisa. So they're saying, why don't you ask on him from our Mishnah, which the Mashmid sounds like, Ha'acherem memashkinin, that it sounds like, only by widow you cannot be mashkin. But other people, you could take a mashkin. Well, that would contradict what Shmuel says. But like him, we cannot say, says Taisa, the Hayim memashkinin. Oh. Don't say that what the Mishnah means to say that by the widow it's forbidden. When we say Eim Mashkin, the Hainu really means Eim Menatchin, that you can't take it away from her in the street, because Ha'acher Menatchin, but others which are not widows, you're allowed to go ahead and take it away from them. No, that can't be, because the Holy Tachbal Ksiv, it's in the words of the Amon, Tachbal Amon, it says. And the Mashma Babai is the word. Tachbol, the Gemara, Rashi mentioned this in the Kofi Gimel, it sounds like it's in the person's house. So we would we know, Manolo, unless or Nituach, we would we know to say that Nituach, taking her in the street, is forbidden. And Dim Rabbonon, like it's addressing what you might have said as an answer. Nirbon, like a Migzer, you can't say that, that the Mishnah means that taking it away from in the street. And although the rice is only a problem to go into the house, but it's midrabanan that you now be lenateach from for an almana with a b'shlich bezin. Gzeres shemikonis vebeisa as decree, because maybe that he's going to go into the house, which would be a problem. So on that basis, you can't say that's the pshat, because the b'shlich bezin lekel migzer. You can't make such a decree by the Shliach Bezin, because Midashar Ba'almo L'Natech, from the fact that in general, that we said that in general, a person's allowed to do Nituach, and from the fact that they weren't Geizer, it's obviously that, and Nebelo Gezrinan, that obviously Shliach Bezin were not concerned that they're going to go into the house. And only by lender that Shmuel was concerned, because he's trying to get his money. And the insvar ligzer ba'amana yoiser, and it's not logical to say that we're more geyser by a widow mishum de isba trei lavin, because what are you going to say? Okay, a widow that you go into her house, you're over on two lavin for le savay el beisay b'chutz tamid and loisach bo beged amana, because why should that make a difference? Because it's too lavin to make this gezer. So what you could answer is that the lekach leparach misnitin the hacha. The reason why the Gemara did not ask Shmuel from our mission over here from the ikel mitzchah, because you could reject and you could say that eim mashkin and oisa that you could say that the Mishnah held like Shmuel, that every single person is forbidden to be mashkin. And the intent is only that the reason why we're saying you cannot be mashkin her is mashum lav d'le tachbol. It means only for a widow, when you take collateral from her in her house, there's another isra of le tachbol besides this that every single person has. And ha'acherim, less bahu hai lav. It's just saying that others don't have this specific lav. But it doesn't mean that you don't have by every single person. Therefore, it was preferable for the Gemara to ask from a Braisa and not to ask from our Mishnah. Okay, but then Tais continues, he says, based on this, Reb Shimon that the Gemara says in the Braisa that specifically a poor widow you don't take a mashkin. But Ashir Mashkin, a wealthy woman that's a widow, you could take a security from her. Ikalamema Nami, you could say actually the Savak Shmuel. That actually heals like Shmuel, who says, what do you mean, now I'll take a mashkin from any single person. And because I'm a mashkin, and this that Reb Shimon says that by the wealthy woman you could be a mashkin, hainu menatchin, which means it means to take it from her in the street through a shleich bezin. Because till the day, according to him, aniyah the kamar ein mamashkin and oisa, this that we say by the poor widow, that you cannot be mamashkin, hainu ein menatchin. It means to say that you cannot take away from her, even in the street. The time of that the Messiah Shemra, Mishkaneseho, because the whole reasoning, the rationale of because you're going to give her a bad name with her neighbors, that applies even if you take it away from her every time you see her walking in on the street. And therefore, it could even be like Shmuel. Now, based on what we're saying, that when the Torah says leisachbol, and it means nituach, and it doesn't say don't grab it away in the street, is hainu, that's because kedei lechayev al mashkin shnei lavin. Is to tell you that when you take security from a woman that's a widow in their house, that you violate an added prohibition. But the truth is, even nituach would also be forbidden. It says to Yisrael, what's difficult is as follows. That the Isav Reb Shimon Kishmul, like we just entertained to say, that for every single person it's forbidden to take a mashkin from his house. But Shira and this, that we say it's permitted by a wealthy woman's ale nituach, is only taking in the street. But Tanakama, now, the Tanakama Shor Nituach Bein Beshira Bein Benia. Tanakama, he permits taking this from the street, both by the wealthy and by the poor widow. And Imkin, if that comes out, Machmir Reb Shimon Yosef Tanakama, comes out, okay, Reb Shimon is being more stringent than Tanakama. And the problem is, Veloshan Breisa Mashma Shabala Hakil, that sounds like from the wording of the Braisa is coming to be lenient, and to permit by the wealthy woman, mashallah, the Tanakama, what the Tanakama says is forbidden. But based on what we're saying, it's not like that. So, Lakach Nira, rather, says Tesis, it appears that the Reb Shimon less led Shmuel. Actually, the Reb Shimon does not hold like Shmuel, umat la mashkin ashira, and he actually permits one to take a security from the home of the wealthy widow, Rashar ben Adam, and other people. And the problem is only by the poor widow. Now, v'havah matzal mifrach shaper l'shmul Reb Shimon. So then, if that's the case, so then the Gemara could have really asked on Shmuel from Reb Shimon. It's just that since Reb Shimon's not mentioned in the Mishnah, only the Braisa, so there's nothing to gain, and therefore v'shaper parach my Braisa achrita. So therefore, the Gemara asked already on him from another Braisa. Continues Taisa says, "Oy nir lafarish." Also, it appears to explain. In another way, that lekuliyam, that according to everyone, that leyachbol richayim, that the psukim leyachbol richayim and leitachbol beged amana, that what they're coming to say is forbidden. Asa kro lesser ban nituach, it's actually coming to say that even snatching away in the street is forbidden. The shor ba'alma, which is permitted in general for a regular person. So why using terminology of chavala? Beloy Belosha Nituach. It's because Lavin B'Mashkin Mishnei Lavin is to tell you that that someone takes the Mashkin from the house is going to violate two negative prohibitions. Because have it sin Leinatech, and if someone would take a Mashkin from the house, would not be violating this Lav. Now, Ulahachi, therefore, Le'el, previously, which is addressing a question. Kia akshinan minayu l'shmul, that the Gemara asks on Shmuel from the words of the Braisa, that's medayik from these psukim, that that by other things and that you're people you're allowed to take a chabalah. And the Gemara answers that the psukim only come into Adon Lavan. But the difficulty is, according to what we're saying, the Gemara should have answered simply that the kavanah of the Braisa by Amon and Rechaim is also even by Nituach, whereas by other things that's permitted. But the truth is that to be mashkin is forbidden even by other things. And the Gemara wouldn't have to answer that the pasukim tells to Lavan. So it says that itzuk l'shnuye, the Gemara had to answer lava b'shnei Lavan to say that no, that it is to say it's to violate two negative prohibitions. But loy comment, the Gemara does not say less nituach to say it's forbidden to do nituach. Why? Because it was difficult to the Gemara. Why are you using the terminology of loy tachbal and not loy tenateach? So therefore, the Gemara says it's coming to add on the lav on taking a collateral from a widow or a richayim. Now, so it says va'avagav the itzach lishnei lavin, which is addressing another question that he's saying, since you learned from this pasuk an additional lav for chavala, so then where do we know that the Torah says forbidden to do nituach? Because that even though you needed lishnei lavin lishmuel mikamakam, however mistaber deikakra, it's still logical that the primary pasuk also less nituach is coming to say that nituach is forbidden to shor be'alma, which is permitted in general, but loy lav yisrael luchad, and not just to add on additional negative prohibitions. Which says v'hashul lekashul leshmul midi. Now it's resolved what we had asked, that why doesn't the Gemara not ask on Shmuel from Machlikas Rebbeinu and Shimon regarding the wealthy widow? It's not difficult. Miplukta Rebbeinu Rebbe Shimon. Why? Because the hashul now ein memashkin oisa. When we say that you're not memashkin, it means that we don't graduate in the street. In other words, the Tanakhama holds that whether a widow that's poor or wealthy, you're not menatech. Shimon holds that wealthy, you are menatech. And therefore, we don't ask on Shmuel from her, because the Peshitta, it's obvious that the chiyeched de mishanina and lemishkanena el bebezin, that after that Shmuel explains the previous Mishnah that you're not memashkin, it means that imenatchen. So, loyinatchena, that it means loyinatchena, dochanamik lishnoyhacha. So you could say the same thing, and therefore it's not difficult on Shmuel, because it's exactly what he says. And that according to everyone, mashkin would be aser. It's only discussing regarding minatech. Says Taisis, upirz aneri ikr. And this interpretation seems primary. The asigam lishmul nituach. That even according to Shmuel, the kelim that you do echel nefesh is forbidden even linatech. That a fellow became shoyzim and echel nefesh, which the gersa should be a fellow nituach is forbidden. And why does that more seem primary? Because lepirish kama. Because according to the first interpretation, the le'asa Shmuel el alav yaseiri, that Shmuel is only coming to say that there's more negative prohibitions, and really natech is permitted. So it doesn't really work out so well. Because those who disagree with Shmuel and they permit for shlich bezin to be mashkin other things in the person's house, but rechaim is, they say it's forbidden. Now, since according to their opinion, we find that Rechaim was usher by something that other things are permitted in them. So we should say that also regarding Nituach and Rechaim, that regarding Nituach of Rechaim and Recheb, it should be forbidden, even though by other things, even for the lender, it's permitted to do Nituach. That near the Rechaim and Recheb, usher, so it would seem that by the millstones, it should be forbidden to fill Nituach, even regarding snatching it away, because the kim the shlich bezin, since the agent of the court with var macherim muta by other things permitted, afil la mashkin even to be mashkin, brachem berachav aser and by the milsin forbidden, who I didn't afil netuach. So then, even by snatching away the shor ba'amad is permitted in general, afil la malva even for the lender the aser berachem berachav that's forbidden by the millstones,
The mistaba lesser kol mishkan the shemishkan b'shabbat, because it's logical to say that something that was permitted, what the Torah is saying it's forbidden to do, so it would make it totally forbidden, and there wouldn't be any difference between the person's house and the tuach. And Abba la Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, she'ein amata l'mashkan l'shleich bezim d'bar macherim, that he doesn't permit to do any mashkanis for shleich bezim other things only in the tuach, only in the tuach. Because according to his opinion, even other things do not be mashkin from a person's house. So therefore, yeshlan l'leimah. So we could say b'rechaim v'rochev nami, so that by the Muslims also davka mashkin the aser. It's only going to the person's house that's forbidden kamash kosev, like it's written below in the tuach. And not snatching away. So if it's not forbidden to snatch away the millstones more than other things. And when Nimtzer comes out, that meaning, and he'll explain the pasuk for additional lavin by taking from the person's house. So it comes out when Nimtzer Shmuel, that Shmuel the mashman the balahachman, that it sounds like that he's coming to be stringent. Actually, mekel yosel lein rechaim rachav, he's going to be more lenient by the millstones, more than those who disagree with him. Shemata l'ndetech, he says, you're allowed to snatch it away. And the man the polygala aser, and the one who disagrees with him would say, forbidden, because the breach, like we explained, which is not logical to say that, because he's coming to stringent. And therefore it seems more like the second interpretation, Mul also says, forbidden to be neteach, birichayim, with the millstones. Next test must begin with the words of the Gemara, b'chayim m'shem beiz kelim. Although there's one malacha, but you're liable for two different vessels. Appears what this means to say, and Tosafot explained that this is the primary chiddush, is a filled basura achas, even with one warning. If someone takes a security one shot, rechaim rachav, the two millstones, and they warn him with this one pasuk of not to take the security of the rechaim rachav, but loikar shtoim, he gets two sets of lashes, as Tosafot explains. Deepish teasroi is because if it's with two warnings, if rechaim rachav chayiv, then even even the two millstones would be chayiv. Of course, could the Amr Gabi Nazir, the Gemara says, Makas of Chafaf Manaf Amr Loif, they tell him Nazir, Altishta, don't drink, Chayiv Kol Echavechad, he's liable for each and every warning. So that's not a chiddush. And the Ein Lama don't say, Lo'il Mayr B'Shteh Asrai, there's some two different warnings, but Gemara Shalom, the chiddush is Rechem Rechav, that these two millstones in Kli Echad are not one vessel, Shalal Eschayiv, not that you wouldn't be liable at Shech B'Shneim until you take both together. If that's the case, Abdul Misni should have said, that either one would be Bulaisa Bechulu. And Besullah, you wouldn't need anything more. Rather, obviously, he's coming to tell us the Basra Achas Chayav Shtam, that you can be liable for both, two. And it must be teaching us with one warning, because two, of course, would be Chayav, even if it's one lab. Chamash Be'ed B'Gemara, it's something explicit from the Gemara, the Chayav Shtam, Rechayim Rechav, that this, that you're liable for two prohibitions for the two millstones, Basra Achaz with one warning. Why? Because Amar Ravuna said, someone takes collateral of the two millstones, like a gimel. There's three sets of lashes. Fine Basra Achaz, that must be with one warning. Because the Ibishte, Hasrois, if it's with two warnings, like a Shtem, then actually you should get two sets of lashes for the lower millstone, and Mishtem, and two for the upper millstone. Because each one is a separate lab, and you were warned two times. Now, but keeping the Basra Achazai, okay, so this takes us, since that we're talking about where there's one warning, so Mikim, that's the case, Chayiv Shtayim Diktani, so this is his life of a two, and Shtayim Malkis must be two sets of lashes. So it says, Taisus B'Tayim, it's a wonder. Because the Hechalak, how do you even get lashed in the first place? But Chashbli Gemar, but the Gemar considered on the Kav Dezayin Menal, of Lab Anetik Laseh, a negative prohibition that can be ameliorated with a subsequent positive commandment. Where do we find this? But normally Abaye, because Abaye said to someone, Zilahadir, give it back. And what's he telling him to give it back? Obviously, to be menatik, the Leisa say that he violated by taking inappropriate oichel nefesh collateral. And Bechitim began to say the Mishnah Malchiyam Alei Ladiri. No, the reason why he told him to give it back was b'chol mesudam rachman leitavit, because anything that says you shouldn't do e over the man, if you do it, it's not effective. Can't be. Abaye Gufer come and perikam into Tamur. Abaye himself is the one that says in Tamur the Abdal Mabez, the Abin Mahani, if you did it, even though you weren't supposed to, it is effective. Mainly, don't say the Haidalaki, this is the lashes, Hainik Gunsha Shabbat Chemes Rechav, is because, no. Maybe it is Nitik Lase, but it's talking about when you get lashes, when you break it, the millstones. There should be Nitik Lase, then it cannot be any fixed anymore with positive commandments, and you're Chalav Zerechim, because you can't give it back anymore because you broke it. Well, Lachi Laki, there we get lashes, Kitaminan, like the Gemara says, similarly, Perk Shulach Haken, Chulnav, Kabim, Mav, Manav. The Mahara gets the aim that yes, you could be menatik loisas if taking the baby chick if you send away the mother, but if you kill the mother, shub lechash menatik lazid, then you can't fix him because no mother, and therefore lucky get lashes, and then maybe that's the same thing over with the millstones. So there's a lekula, ma'am, you can't say that because the shani alch here it's different. Kibin, as we continue to on the base, since the mafsa b'chayiv connected to chayim, since he's having a loss and his debt and correlating to the millstones. It's like as if he did return the millstones itself, and because he's losing that amount, and it's like giving that value back to the owner. And it's always could be fixed with an assay, and therefore never really appropriate to get lashes. Like the Gemara says in Marcus, last part of the Zaman Alf, Hashabas Ovid, by giving back the collateral, that it could be fixed with a positive commandment. I feel a nebula Ovid, even if he loses the security, and since you could pay the monthly value, lucky you don't get lashes. But moreover, the lemish kachinim b'makis, we don't find b'makis bitlu v'loy bitlu. We don't find this nullifying and not nullifying b'shum lav anitik la'asei for any negative prohibition that can be fixed. I say can be b'shluch. I can like by sending away the mother bird of a peya shloy hifrish and like the corner of the villa wasn't separated. V'alchal kol that you eat everything up. But v'im alav the chabal shrichayim chachem anitik la'asei. If it is considered as you can fix through the positive commandment. And that v'im shiba leikim, but if you break it, you get lashes. Abba le'lam actually nami hasim. It should have counted that also as one of those cases. But kosh, another difficulty is the hecha chashuk le'abaya nitik la'asei. How does a baya consider it as that you can fix it with asei by giving it back? Kol ha'ashkechan de nitka ha'kosuk. We don't find the pasuk considering that as a way of fixing it. You get ashkechan gabi hashabas ha'avai. But like giving back the security to le'tavel be'isai labana ba'itai. With the hasim badi nitki ha'kosuk. The pasuk says that you can fix it. Tachsev ha'shev tash. You should surely give it back. However, afila mishkan beisir, but even if you take the security prohibitively, that's what the Gemara says with a lava nitik lasei. So why wouldn't you count this? Why are you getting lashes? Hashem says the time of the baya the amale lahadude. Actually, you're right. You cannot be menatik. You never get lashes. Why did he tell the guy to give it back? Hashem the e of it loy mahani because if you do it, it's not effective. Why? Can we show you shaygu because the guy was in error. Had he known that it was forbidden, he would not have taken it in the first place. And therefore, he acquired it in error, and therefore, it's given back. But you're right, had he done it deliberately, then he holds him over to Mahani, and he wouldn't have told him to give it back. But there's no way of me not less saying, and therefore, our Gemara is saying that you get lashes.